Chapter 3. On the evening of what came to be known locally as the Walnut Street Massacre, Judge Norcross broke off his late commute home to pull into the parking lot of a rural ATM. His gloom at the life sentence he'd imposed that morning still had not lifted, and adding to his distraction, he could almost hear his poor dog pacing on the kitchen tiles, urging him to come home and let her out. Inside the glass kiosk, Norcross set his car keys on the metal shelf and let his eyes drift up into the deepening late afternoon sky. Would the Bureau of Prisons find a spot for the defendant in Massachusetts or Connecticut, somewhere his family might at least visit once in a while? Texas or California was more likely. As the machine snapped up his card and began displaying instructions, Norcross heard his cell phone ringing back in his car. He had a monster securities case set for hearing the next morning, but there was a chance the thing might settle, and his courtroom deputy, Ruby Johnson, had promised to get in touch if there was any news. The call might save him from a late night poring over SEC filings. Norcross decided to abort the ATM transaction and take the call, but even though he pushed all the correct buttons to get his card back, the machine took its time. The phone was already on its fourth ring. In mounting frustration, Norcross made his fatal mistake. He abruptly shoved the kiosk's door open, scuffed a clump of dirt and gravel underneath the frame to hold it in place, and took three quick steps to retrieve his cell. Just as he plucked it out of the front console and caught the click of Ruby hanging up, a heavy log truck rumbled by. The vehicle's vibrations loosened the kiosk's door, and it closed just as Norcross, lunging back, grabbed for the handle. He was locked out.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
He tapped his forehead against the kiosk's cool metal frame. When had he become such a total idiot? There was no rush to get the call. Ruby would certainly call him at home later, or he could have phoned her back. Muttering insults at himself, he tried several other credit cards in the door's security slot, but got no buzz. 4 feet away on the other side of the glass, his card was now sticking out of the ATM like a mock.